The Navi Gemara says, that Sover Mino Ki Hechi the cover of the Kiddush. Ki Hechi the cover of the Kiddush. Kach cover of Dola. Let's take Rashi.
Aaron, are you there?
I guess he's not. Okay, kach yitziyoso kavas lahavdola shim yoshim al shulchan v'chashecha b'masoi shavis asurin lachol ad sheyavdilu. Hello?
Rebbe? Did we lose everybody?
I'm on.
Everybody looks like they're on. All right, man's on.
I guess we just lost Rebbe's connection.
Marshall, are you there?
Yeah, you want me to call him?
Can you let him know that we some?
Okay.
Can you hear him?
What's that?
Oh, Rebbe, we hear you. Okay.
Did I get disconnected?
Yeah, you're back again, Rebbe. Okay, good.
You're back. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So with Rashi, it's really a matter of the Zman HaShavas. The Rashbam has a more complicated formulation. Because he says the Shabbos you cover in Afsha l'sudasa the me'achar shehi oferes olenu le'echo me'ata below Kiddush. Ein lo hefzik gadol mizeh. Umeyatma Sudas Shabbos Chashiva Nevdalas Nesudas Chol. So in other words, he doesn't learn that the Zman of Shabbos will create a Suda Chashuva because the Zman has arrived. He believes that it would be Nimsheches, that the Suda Sachor would be Nimsheches into Shabbos. If it weren't for the fact that you have a big mafsik. And what creates the big mafsik? Yeah, what creates the mafsik? What creates the mafsik is Chovas Kiddush. And that's what he means, the me'achar shehi oseres olenu le'achol me'ata below Kiddush. Because now you have a chovas Kiddush. And you cannot eat until you fulfill the chovas Kiddush. I must say, this sounds very much like the Brisker Rav's shot. I don't think you can avoid it. It sounds like the Rashbam is learning that when Shabbos is chal, chovas mitzvahs kiddush is chal. And once chovas mitzvahs kiddush is chal, you can't continue to eat because you look like you have to make kiddush. Now you're going to have to make kiddush. And that's going to be a big hefsek. So that's the machalik. So that's machalik, the hefsek. I mean, I think if you look honestly into the Rashbam, that's the way you have to learn. If you want to say the least and define the Rashbam. So the difference between the Rashbam and Rashi is that Rashi holds that this Mana Shabbos renders the eating on Shabbos a Suda Chashuva. The Rashbam learns the Zman HaShabbos is Mechayev and Kiddush. And once it's Mechayev and Kiddush, so you can't eat because you have to do Kiddush. And you can't eat before doing Kiddush because you have and Kiddush right now. You're not allowed to eat before. And that creates the Hefsek Zman, which will break the connection between the Sudas Chol and the Sudas Shabbos. I think that's very clear.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Not a question on this chart, but if it fits in very nicely. Why does the Rashbam need the addition of the Dalechem Priestess Mapa? Because the Chovas Kiddush creates a Hefsek.
Say it again.
Since this is correct, that the Chovas Kiddush creates a Hefsek, why does he need Priestess Mapa?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, hold on a minute. You mean he has the Hefsek?
Yep. Chovas Kiddush, the Hefsek.
So now the new Suda will not be a Hemshech of Suda's Chol. So what do you need? Priestess Mapa. Okay. And his lashon is the dive of Priestess Mapa, right?
Right.
Meaning that the full treatment would be to bring in a new shulchan. Yeah, okay, hold on. Good question.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Can you apply the principle of Yakut Shabbat from yesterday and say since there are two elements, there's the element of the Zman itself coming in, and then there's the element of the Klal Yisrael being Mekadesh doing an action. It's talking about the element of the of Klal Yisrael doing the action.
You mean according to the Rav?
Yeah.
Yeah, according to the Rebbe, it's very good. Because you need the Suda to be brought be a Kor of the Shabbat. Oh yeah, now I remember. The Rashbam says, we had the Rashbam before, doesn't he say when you pour a smapos emotion, you know? Oh, didn't we see that Rashbam?
On a couple of days, he says, Kamisha, you know, when you put the map. In Kufferman Base, in the bigger Rashbam.
Yes.
He says, should we do that line early? He says,
oh, there it is.
Horis and Mapa Lechem, Rachatach, Vahainu Kain Silik Shulchan, Ukumi Sheino Dona.
Even the Navy Purus of Mapa Makadish, Ached Asfel Sudasa. Neither on him or my Shabbat, the Kodesh of Yomo, Poris Mapa Makadish. Batam Zenogu Lifus Mapa Lelechem Adlaha Kiddish Bishabosis Yom Tovim. That sounds like it's a Din Lechem Mishnah. Where were you reading?
From earlier in the Rashbam, like towards the beginning. I guess five lines into the Rashbam.
Yeah.
He says, if you as a pasal shochan k'moshan osin kodin kiddush, pois mapa alechem achar kach kiddush. Fisha birtzono lo hayim mevinas alechem al shochan ad la achar kiddush. Yitani lekamei. Figas paris mapa alechem, v'hainu kein silik shulchan ukamish eno doma.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Kamish eno doma. I mean, it's just like Mevi'inus HaShulchan. Yeah, so why do you need that for?
It's the Kor of the Shabbos, is he close to Shilkos in that Rashbam? It's just a general principle that you should bring the table with the food after you make Kiddush.
You mean it's Halacha and Kavod Shabbos.
Right.
That you should demonstrate that the food is brought b'chvod Shabbos. That's if you learn plain Shabbos. So, in other words, the first thing you have to do is to separate it from Suda's whole. And then there's another Kiyum in Kavodah Shabbos that to show that it's brought the same Shabbos. So that's why you need Peres Mapo. Because you have to make it Kamisha, you know. And here it is. I just brought it the Kavodah Shabbos. So it's a super edit Allah. And according to the Rav, it's very clear. Because it's a halacha that Shabbos takes on a new aspect after Kiddush. So that's why you need Peres Mapa. In other words, according to the Rashbam, even though it's not Sudas Chol, but then there's another halacha that you have to demonstrate that the food is being brought L'chvara Shabbos. And that's only after Kiddush. That's when you should bring it, to show that this is brought L'chvara Shabbos. Or like the Rav says, either way. Now, Peres Mapa is Kamishaino. In other words, if you can't do it fully by bringing the Shulchan, so you could do it partially by Peres Mapa. Okay, Mark, does that answer your question?
Yep.
Okay. And I guess we can assume, I guess Rashi learned the same way. Okay, let's go a little further. So, Kihechi, the Kabbalah of Kiddush, Kach Kabbalah of Dola. Rashi.
Kach yitzi asa kovaz lahavdala she'im yoshvin al ha-shulchan v'chashecha v'motei Shabbos asurin lechal ad she'avdilo. So if you're eating on Shabbos and then it gets dark on motei Shabbos, you're not allowed to continue until you say Avdallah.
Right. Because, in other words, that the Sudas Shabbos is over, according to Rashi. Of course, the Zman is gone. So now you want to eat Sudas Chol, so you must make Avdallah first.
In order to be mavdil between Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Chol?
No. In order to be matir achilas chol. Yeah. So what is meant by kach? What's the analogy?
Rabbi, why are you, why do you eat a matir? Once Shabbos is gone, naturally, according to Rashi, the character of the Shabbos is gone. Me'atzma is gone. Why do you eat a matir?
You mean it's automatically sort of chol, and why do you eat avdalah?
Yeah.
So So it's got to be the same as when as before, right? So why do you need? So how does it work before? That the moment Zman Shabbos enters, it becomes a Suda Chashuva. But then the Gavra has to show that it's Suda Shabbos. So over here also, the moment the Zman is over, it's not Suda Shabbos anymore. And then the Gavra has to demonstrate that it's not Suda Shabbos. That's all the Chlor Shabbos.
So in other words, the Chlor Shabbos demand is showing the transition of Chol to Shabbos on both ends?
Right.
Okay.
In other words, it's a demonstration in reverse. That when Shabbos comes, so I have to demonstrate that I'm bringing the food to Chol to Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, and it's not Suda Shabbos anymore, now I have to demonstrate that what I'm eating now is not Suda Shabbos. In order to show that I just finished Suda Shabbos. In other words, Kiddush tells you that this Suda was for Shabbos. Havdalah also tells you that the past Suda was just for Shabbos. Havdalah is Kvod HaShabbos in reverse. When you're making Havdalah, you're showing that what I ate until now was Kvod HaShabbos.
We've been consistent that the Chiyuv, just like the Chiyuv Kiddush on Friday night is the Mafsik, Chiyuv Havdalah is the Mafsik?
According to Rashi?
No, Rashbam.
Or according to Rashbam?
According to the Rashbam. We only said that by Rashbam.
Yeah, let's take the Rashbam.
Okay. Kishim Shishal Skavatha Kiddush She also litum Achi Kaddish Alma Mishachashecha Hi Chashuva Chila Shabbos Melaha Kach Kavath Lavdala Kach Yityasa Kavath Lavdala Sheim Yosh Ven Al Shulchan Bechashecha Bemote Shabbos Also Lecha Achi Avdilu V'af Al Pi Shelo Siku Tudasan Umavdil, I think they take out the words Paris Mapa. Avishlo Siku Tudasan Umavdil, the Yitzia Shabbos Osartan Bachila, the Kovatan Mahavdala. She doesn't really say, Rabbi, that the Yitzias Shabbos is Machayev Yon Havdalah, which creates Isra Achila. It sounds here that the Yitzias Shabbos itself creates Isra Achila.
Yeah, I understand.
Unless it's me, it's Lav Dafka, I don't know. In the first part of the Rashbam, he says it. He says that the Motisha also lecha adji avdilu. Could be he means the same thing.
I mean, it sounds like he's referring to Rashi's chat. Also, little Matsya Kaddish. So when Shabbos enters, he has to take care of Chavos Kaddish. So then it's going to be Masik. Alma, Mishach HaShecha. Shabbos Me'elah, why? So let's learn what you learned before. In other words, because since it's also litom, and you're going to have to be mafsik, so it's going to become Suda Shabbos. Me'elah. So here too, you're going to have to be mafsik with Abdullah. And it will become Suda Shabbos. I mean, it will become Suda Shol.
Because you're Kavua for Avdala, the Kviyas of Avdala creates its Achila?
Because... No. Let's follow through the same way as on Shabbos. In other words, the moment the Zman of Shabbos is gone, so you're chayav in Avdala. And since you're going to be mavdul, you're going to be mafsik.
Hello. Hey.
And since you're going to be mafsik.
I'm listening to Rabbi Jay.
And since you're going to be mafsik, it's considered to be this. Yeah, what's happening?
Everybody has to put on your mute.
Probably won't be able to pay attention anyway. So I just went to pick up my computer. This is it.
Please check your mute buttons. We can hear you. Thank you.
So I parked in a handicapped spot, the closest one to the front door. Who shows up? A state trooper.
Rabbi Man? Yes? We hear the background noise, I think, from you.
It's not from me because I've been muting the whole time.
So who has this conversation with the state trooper? That's who we're hearing from.
And maybe it's Robbie.
I didn't say anything to the state trooper. I'm in Israel.
Okay.
That was me with the state trooper. Sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me, Rabbi Chait?
Yeah. Yes.
You didn't hear me before. I mean, I just wanted to make a point. It just seemed to me that according to the Rav and his idea of, you know, Yakra de Shabbata, that it's a kiyum in the gavra of Klal Yisrael, that would seem, at least seems to me, that would be against Rav Chaim. If that's the case, you shouldn't wait until late. I mean, you should be mashlim the kedusha as soon as Shabbos, you know, as soon as you come up from shul.
The Gemara says
Rav Chaim didn't make it late sometimes.
I know that Rav Chaim is very difficult. It's against the Shulchan
Aruch. After this explanation. Okay. I mean, it's not in line with what the Rav said. That's all I wanted to clarify.
No. That Rav Chaim is a different Rav Chaim. It's problematic.
Okay. Because you didn't mention yesterday that it was problematic, and you know, you just said.
Oh, okay.
On the basis of what the Rav said, it seemed like you should make Kiddush right away.
Yeah, definitely. That's the problem. Because the Gemara itself says that you should do it early. That's the Gemara over here. Take a look. That's the Gemara. One second. Yeah, Kufayim the days. Shiny lon bain iuliyoma la fukiyoma. Iuliyoma kol kama de magdamina le odif. Umachavavina le. A fukiyoma maachan le. So that story that the Rav told about Rav Chaim is against the Gemara and it's against the Shulchan Aruch. We don't understand it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so where are we holding? Oh, we're trying to show the comparison between Kiddush and Havdalah. That according to the Rashbam, you're going to have to say that the moment Shabbos is over, that Sudas Shabbos ceases to exist, and you're chayav in Havdalah. And since you're chayav in Havdalah, the Havdalah will be a mafsik. And it won't be through the Shabbos anymore. Yeah, okay.
So what does it mean that Asur Echol Achi Avdilu the Afa Pishlo Hefsiku? Sudasa.
Right.
It seems that sounds like even
words,
once.
Just like by Kiddush. At the moment that Shabbos is chal, so you're chayav in Kiddush. And ain lo chefze gedol mizah. So you're going to be mafsik, so it can't be considered Sudas chol. It will have to be considered Sudas Shabbos. And the same thing for Avdolah, except by Avdolah it's in reverse. At the moment this man of Chol comes, Shabbos is over, so now it ceases to be through the Shabbos, and you're chayiv in Avdolah. And since you're chayiv in Avdolah, you have to be mafsik. And since you're mafsik, it's in the soul. But now you have to demonstrate a covet to Sudas Shabbos. So you poris mapa to show that here is Sudas Chol.
I think the Bach takes out the words poris mapa from the Rashbam.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's even better. Now you don't have to deal with that problem. So how does the Rashbam read according to the Bach?
He just takes out those two words. He says, the avapish lo hefsiku sudasan. Umavdil.
In other words, it's chayav in Avdol.
Right.
And that'll be a mafsik. And that'll be a mouse. Okay, so what's next?
Are you not bothered by?
Just one second. Excuse me. Why do you need a mafsik once you've made Abdullah? So it's chol. I mean, it's chol, and you've made Abdullah. So it's impossible to be Suda Shabbos because it's chol. You don't have to use the concept of mafsik. You say it's chol, and that's it. Can't be Suda Shabbos.
Yeah, but what? But what breaks the Achilas Shabbos?
What breaks the Achilas Shabbos? The fact that it's Chol. You can't have Suda Shabbos on Chol.
The fact that it's Chol.
Yeah, it's Chol. And he made Abdullah.
Yeah, but
that's it. He's Gomer the Shabbos. So now, if you're going to continue, how could it possibly be construed as a Achilas Shel Shabbos?
So how could it be construed as a Achilas Shel Chol if you make Kiddush?
Well, you're going back to Friday to Kiddush?
Well, that's the problem here. It has to be commensurate because he's saying Kishem.
Actually, it's a good point. I think I was thinking about that, too. Like, why you have to have that? I mean, once it's Shabbos...
Apparently,
even
though it's Shabbos, the Yer Achila can still be construed as Achila Shel Chol. Because it'll be Achila Shel Chol that was Nimshach into Shabbos. So the fact that you make Kiddush and you're mafsik, that's what breaks the tziruf between the Achila and Shabbos and the Achila and Chol. Now, why?
Because you were koveya. You were koveya as a Suda Shel Chol, but you have to have a mafsik. And you're saying the same thing over here. Since you were koveya as a Suda Shel Shabbos, the fact that it's no longer Shabbos doesn't matter because the character of the suitor will be defined by the kviyas unless you have a mafsik.
That's right. That's right.
That's good.
Because you are koveya the suitor for Shabbos. So you need a mafsik. I mean, then it's commensurate.
Yeah.
And that would satisfy the kishim.
Right.
Yeah. Boy, it's a tough gemara. Okay, so what does he say?
And the gemara ready?
Yep.
Amr Lehu Rav Amram Hachem Rav. The Kiddush Kavas, the Lola Abdallah Kavas. No, it's only Kaveh for Kiddush, but not for Abdallah. Okay.
Kaveh for Kiddush, but not for Abdallah. Why not?
So Rashbam, only has a Rashi on this. Rashbam, he says, the Kivan Abdallah in a Kavas, the Kivan Shehischel, Besud the Shaz in Bod Yom, Zehu Kvo Jabbos, Shiagomer Sudaso, Af Laachar Shehichshech. Ulaachar Shagomer Sudaso, Yavdil. So it's really covered Shabbos, not to be Mavdil right away, but to Mavdil after you finish eating the Suda Shabbos.
So the Kvoda Shabbos is that Suda Shabbos is a ma'akev. It's ma'akev. It's ma'akev because chol.
So it's makiv the chiyuv of havdalah. Like there's no kviyas of the gabra for havdalah because of kavod Shabbos says continue the zuda.
That's right. That's right. There's no chiyuv of havdalah.
So if you may have havdalah, he wouldn't be yotze.
What's that?
If he's not chayiv in Havdalah, so could he even make Havdalah then? It wouldn't be Yotzei because he's not chayiv?
Apparently not. Because what does he say the Seder is?
You finish the meal and then be Mavda.
That's right. So Sudas Shabbos is in Ma'akev because of Kodesh Shabbos, it's in Ma'akev in Chol, in Chalos Chol. Correct?
Yeah, it sounds like that, right?
Does that mean you also have to be Nohig all Isur Shabbos too, or is it only Dinan the Suda?
No, you'll have to be Makev. You have to be Nohig all Isur Shabbos.
Wow.
Was there a Havamina here that you shouldn't distinguish?
Say it again. Yeah.
Is there a
Havamina
here that you should not distinguish?
Well, yeah, that's the plain way. This is a big fetish. That somehow or other, because of Kvod Shabbos, Sudas Shabbos is Ma'akev for the Chalos Chi of Havdalah.
To me, it seems to be straight.
That's great.
Yeah, because the thing is, in the Havmina, I can understand the Kavod Shabbos when you enter into Shabbos, so that demands that you terminate the Sudas Chol. But what's incumbent upon you once you face Chol to terminate the Sudas Shabbos?
No. No, the Havmina is straight, because the Havmina is that the Zman, the moment the Zman HaShabbos enters, so you're chayiv in Kiddush. And I should say, the moment the Zman HaChol enters, you're chayiv in Havdalah.
Why? I mean, a Shabbos, I understand why you're chayiv in Kiddush, because the Kiddush is Shabbos. What is it about Chol which demands that I terminate Shabbos?
Because
it's not a Chol.
It's not the Zman HaShabbos anymore.
So? It's Chol. Kedusha Shabbos, I understand why I have to terminate my Sudas Chol. It's Kedusha Shabbos. What about Chol demands I terminate my Sudas Shabbos?
I don't get it.
In other words, when I come from Chol and I enter into Shabbos, so and Shabbos is an entity, so it demands that I'm in Sudas Chol.
So you're saying you'll never have a Chiyuv Havdalah?
I didn't know. I would say that since you're involved in Kedusha Shabbos, once a guy can extend Shabbos because of the covered Shabbos, and once he terminates Shabbos, now he has a Chiyuv Havdalah, so he's not allowed to eat.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. If it's Chol, it's not Shabbos. You can't extend Shabbos. Where are you getting the idea of extending Shabbos? That's a big fetish.
Isn't there a mitzvah to Mosif May Kodesh Al Chol?
Yeah, there is a mitzvah to do that. To wait a couple of minutes. You shouldn't do it right away. But that's a different thing.
I don't see this kashem in the Havamina. You have an institution before you that it's a level of Kedusha that demands that you terminate your whole activity of Chol. What is it about Chol that demands that you just terminate the Shabbos?
Because it's not Shabbos anymore. How could you have Sudas Shabbos if, in other words, Havdalah itself is a covered in Shabbos? Kishem Shemachabdo B'chnisoso Kach machado v'yisiyoso.
Good. Okay.
So
now,
Habdala itself is a keen in Torah to Shabbos.
Okay, good.
So the moment the chiv of Habdala takes place, I should be chayv in Habdala.
Now I understand. All right, good.
So, Rebbe, if you waited till Tuesday to make Havdalah, so what did you do? You call it shame Shabbos because you waited so long?
Say it again.
You waited till Tuesday to make Havdalah. So what did you do? You were Mechala Kedusha Shabbos because you waited so long to make Kiddush? To make Havdalah? Sorry.
No, it means you're not extending Shabbos for 3 days. It means the Chovas Havdalah that was Chal upon you can still be Nekuyim. Just like on Shabbos, the Chovas Kiddush can be done the next day. That's a halacha in the Chovas Havdalah. Yes, so where are we at here?
Trying to find the Havamina Maskana.
Okay. So I think what needs a definition more is the Maskana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say the question is, what's the Mechayev of Havdalah? If you say the Mechayev of Havdalah is Zman Chol, so then that's like the Avamina, just like it's Kaveh for Kiddush, it's Kaveh for Havdalah, because the Zman
right.
Chol comes
right.
Right away. Maybe you say the Maskana saying that the Chiv of Havdalah is the Chiv that you're that you complete your Ma'aseh Shabbos with Havdalah. That's your final action of Shabbos, is that you make Havdalah before your Osek and Chol. But it's until you're done with all your activities of Shabbos, there's no Chiv of Havdalah. It's like the completion of your Ma'aseh Shabbos, your activities of Shabbos. So it doesn't go by the Zman of Chol, it goes by when the Gavra is done with his Askus and Shabbos. Is when he is obligated to do Havdalah.
Yeah, the second way sounds a little weak.
That's why it's the harder side.
Yeah.
So, the car?
Sure.
Because it's the night. You gotta go to the air. Can I borrow your car?
Yeah.
Perhaps, Rebbe?
Thank you.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Perhaps the according to the Rashbam, the Chovas Kiddush of Shabbos, because of Shabbos itself, demands that Kiddush, it also works on the other end by Saturday night to be Ma'akev, the Chol, the same exact element that is Mechayev in the Kiddush and is Mafsik Yesuda on Friday afternoon, would elongate it on Saturday evening.
I don't get it. I mean, all the Gemara is saying is that if you're involved in a Maisa Kavua, which is generated by Kvod HaShabbos, the Chiyuv of Avdola can't be Chol. Even though it's Zman Chol.
Maybe it's because Havdalah is a Maisav Kavod Shabbos. So it'd be like a Tanti the Sashi to Havdalah to say that you have to stop your Suda Shabbos, where it's Kavod Shabbos to continue the Suda in order to say Havdalah. Since Havdalah is Kavod, it can't be obligate you in something which is not Kavod.
Yeah, I hear.
The whole thing of Dol, you're trying to mechabed Shabbos, be it Tiyaso. So how, what sense does it make to be mechabed Shabbos by ending the Suda Shabbos, which is not Lefi Kvodo?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. In other words, the Chefter Shel Havdalah is intrinsically a Chefter of Kvod HaShabbos. The Chovas Havdalah is intrinsically a Halacha in Kvod HaShabbos. So it doesn't make sense if you're engaged in an institution of Kvod HaShabbos that you should be Chayav in Havdalah. In other words, let's try to bring it out a little more. Why is Havdalah a din in Kvod HaShabbos? Because the halacha is, you're supposed to be melada the Shabbos. So in being melada the Shabbos, and being Malava the Shabbos, you're doing two things. You're being Misalek the Shabbos, and you're being Malava. It's as if Havdalah is an ambivalent situation. On the one hand, you're being Malava the Shabbos. On the other hand, you're pronouncing the Siluk of Shabbos. So if you're engaged in Kvod HaShabbos, it doesn't make sense that you should now be Chayav in being Malava the Shabbos, which carries with it the Siluk of Shabbos. Which is something which is not a covet of Shabbos. So in Havdalah you have an ambivalent situation. Havdalah is a covet Shabbos because you're being Malava Shabbos. At the same time, it's a siluk of Shabbos. So the only way to do it is to allow the siluk to take place by itself, and then you'd be malavet. But to bring on the siluk in order to be malavet, that doesn't make any sense. That's why if you're engaged in Kvod HaShabbos, you can't be mavdil. Because Havdalah really is a halacha to show Kvod HaShabbos when the melech leaves and to be malavim. But if you're engaged, you're still engaged in Kvod HaShabbos, you're still engaged in Kvod HaMelech, it's not appropriate to be malavah him and to escort him out. That's not Kvod HaShabbos. Just like it wouldn't be Kvod HaMelech. As long as you're still engaged in the Kvod HaMelech, it will be inappropriate to say, okay, let's be malavah him now. It's like you're forcing him out.
And what did the Havamina hold?
What's that?
What did the first sheet of the Savamina, that Kishem Shikovela Kiddush Kakovela Avdala, what did it hold about this point?
Well, just a second. We're working on the second sheet. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now you want to know the other side?
Yeah, is it just not speaking to this whole issue of kavod, or just saying there should be a chiyuv of dollar once kol comes, or?
The other side holds that the moment that this mana Shabbos is gone, there you're ready, you have siluk. The siluk is me'atzma. So now you're chayav to be malava.
But didn't we say it's because the chiyav havdalah creates an isra achila, and the isra achila is what's ein lecha hefse gadol mizah, but not for the Rashbam, we weren't saying that me'atzma, one Shabbos leaves the Suda was nifsak. It's the Chiyav Havdalah which created it. No?
No, we were saying that. We were saying that just like when Shabbos enters, the Chiyav Kiddush takes place. When Shabbos is over, and there's Siluk, so you have a Chiyav Havdalah.
Even though the Suda Shabbos, in theory, could continue. If there was no Chiyuv Havdalah, the Shabbos could continue, right?
Say it again.
If there was no Chiyuv Havdalah, the Havamina would agree that the Suda Shabbos would have continued.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be appropriate.
What do you
mean? Because you'd be having a Suda Shabbos in a chol.
I mean, even though it's still Suda of Shabbos, it still wouldn't be the Zman Shabbos.
Right.
She's saying once the Zman Shabbos is over, the Chiyuv Havdalah comes.
That's right.
And I, the Kavod Shabbos, it interrupts the Suda Shabbos, which is the Kavod of Shabbos, to continue that. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't care about that. It just holds once
Zman Shabbos is over. It goes by the astronomical phenomenon.
Right.
So the question is, what creates Siluk Shabbos? Is it simply the astronomical phenomenon? Or do I say that if I'm still involved in Kvodah Shabbos, if the Gavra is involved in Kvodah Shabbos, so then it's Ma'akev Siluk? In other words, the Siluk is measured in terms of the Siyas HaGavra, the Maisei HaGavra. As long as the Gavra is engaged in being Noheg Kvod HaShabbos, so then there is no Siluk at this point.
I wonder if that's good with what you were saying yesterday, like that rapshat, that the Gavra, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, is like Noveh from Shabbos. So that's also part of
the fact that that would be good. I was thinking of that too.
Right.
Yeah, that would make perfect sense. Yeah, that definitely is very good. It would seem that the idea of the Rav would definitely come into play here. The role of the Klal Yisrael as being a Mekadesh. So the role of Klal Yisrael as being the Mechabed Shabbos makes it impossible for them to be Mesalik Shabbos.
Really?
Yep.
Is this predicated on what you said on Kuf Hei Amud Beis about a Fukik Shabbos, or is this an independent principle that once you're involved in Kavod and eating, that independently extends Shabbos?
No, it's not on, has nothing to do with the Gemara there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so is it clear?
Yep.
Yes. Very nice Felix.
That since you're engaged in the Maisa Kvod HaShabbos, you can't be engaged in the Siluk Shabbos. And being the Lava of the Shabbos implies Siluk. So it comes out that Havdalah is really a chov on the Gavra. To be Mechabed Shabbos. So since it's a chov on the Gavra, to be Mechabed Shabbos, as long as he's involved in being Mechabed, he's not chayv in Havdalah. Because that would implicitly bring into play Siluk.
One more question?
Yeah.
What would this trump going to Meirv with the Vinyan on Saturday night if you're still involved in your elongated Suda?
It would seem so. Well, that's what the Hasidim do. They extend Shalosh Shudas. They always have a very long Shalosh Shudas.
Betche?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to take this up now, but I was just thinking, how does this sit? How does this fit with the halacha that you could be misfoul Shel Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos from Plaga Mincha and make Havdalah? I mean, you're being Malav the Melech, but that's not, I mean, it's not Siluk. I mean, it's still Asa B'Malacha. And in here, you're hastening it, and the whole thing sounds strange.
You mean, how could you be misfoul? That's a good kasha. I mean, it always bothered me. How could you be misfoul Tefillah Shchol on Shabbos?
That part two. Yeah, I'm just doing it, and it bothered me intrinsically for that reason. And that will be, and you make Abdullah. And you can make Abdullah ala Kos too. I mean, the Rishonim say you have to have some kind of matir, that you have, because you have to go ala Chum to do it. What, but how can you do it? Never mind, matir.
I mean, how could you do it?
I don't know if you want to it's the whole question. Sorry. I'm just throwing it in.
It's a separate problem. But it is a good problem.
It'd be nice if you wanted to take that up. It comes up in Bracha. But it'd be nice
yes.
if you wanted to take that up.
Yeah, that is a problem.
No, you don't have to answer it now. I'm just bringing it to your attention. Now that we're talking about Abdullah.
Yeah, it definitely is a good question. Yeah, the Rishonim say you can only do it if you have a tzarech.
Yeah, I don't think the Rambam mentions tzarech, but the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim do.
They say that what? They say, but it's still going to be us of a malacha, right?
Yeah, because it's still Shabbos. You can't terminate Shabbos. That's blocked. That's for sure. So then, how can you be, you do your tefillah of chol with bakashos? That's one thing. And where's the Abdullah? It's still Shabbos. I mean, you said it's Malava, but there's got to be Siluk. It's got to go together with Siluk. Here, there's no Siluk.
Right.
So, I mean, hey, Bay, it's a big problem.
That is a big problem.
Like I said, you don't have to answer it now. But if you want to take it up one of these days. You want to take it up one of these days, I'd love to hear an elucidation of that.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. Like it seems as if you could be Malavah and Melach before he leaves.
He's still here. Yeah. In advance.
Right, in advance.
It's easier said than understood.
Yeah, that's a problem. That is definitely a problem.
I'm going to check out the Rav Reichman. Rav Reichman has the Rishimos of the Rav on Bracha. I think he might say, I'll see if he says something on that.
He has it? He has this question?
But I don't know if he has this question. I was just skimming through it, but I mean, I had this question. I don't know, because I'm learning the area. I had this question.
Right.
I just can't make sense out of it. Can't make sense out of it, like, I am a spiral. But I think he may touch on it, maybe indirectly. He may say something which will enable us to understand it. I'll have to look at it again. I skimmed through it, but he talks about the Inyan, but I don't think he addresses this question head on.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think he says something which may be helpful. I'm going to check it again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Rabosa, we'll stop here.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yes, Jack. Really good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, really enjoyable. Thanks.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, good.
Marshall,
are you planning to see it tomorrow?
Ben Silverstein.
Yes.
Can you call
Marshall, can I hear your question again?
I think Rabbi Mann's asking Rabbi Chait a question. Let's wait till he's done.
Yes.
I just want to know if you're planning to get here tomorrow, Rabbi Chait.
How does it work out for you and Eretz Yisrael?
It's very hard. If you're giving it this time, I can only get like 20, like maybe a half hour, and I have to go to shul. If you're giving it at the same time you gave today, if you give it, I don't want to inconvenience you, though. So, you know, worst case, I'll get it through it. But if you can, if it's no inconvenience, then an hour, at least an hour earlier than today would be helpful to me. But then you got to consider the other guys, too. I can't just upset the apple cart.
Yeah, I know. I can't. So I don't know if I'm going to give you tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Oh, all right. So then I don't have a problem. I'm not going to miss. All right, whatever. I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah. All okay. Right. No, that's a good point.
Anyways, again, if you could take up this other issue, if you could work on it, I mean, you know, be really nice.
Which one?
Rob Felly show. Shel Shabbos be Arab Shabbos, Shel Moitzoy Shabbos, for Shabbos from Plag.
Right.
It's from Plag because he practices like Rabbi Yehuda, that he could daven in Meir from Plag. But how does it work on Shabbos? I mean, Arab Shabbos is not such a problem because you can be Makabel Shabbos early. So there's no problem. But on Shabbos to Moitzoy Shabbos, boy, that's a hard one.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Gemara there is just speaking about the din tefillah.
Right. And it simply ignores that whole problem. It ignores the whole problem of Shabbos. In terms
right.
of Meir, okay.
I mean, it ignores the whole problem of Avdolah.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, like that's not a problem. Tefillah Meir have no problem, ignoring the fact that it's Shabbos right now. But then when it comes to Havdalah, then you can't ignore Shabbos.
Then what?
I'll check through the Rishonim again. I think I'll have to check through the Rishonim again. I think it may come up in the Rishonim, the problem. You can make Havdalah Lakos. Because why? But, I mean, those who say you need a matir because you're going to the Tchum for a Dvar Mitzvah. And you won't be able to make Havdalah over there. Can you make Havdalah? I believe they say Al Yayin. Pretty sure.
Mm. And these are the questions, how is that possible?
Right.
Yeah, okay, let's think about it.
Okay. So then have a good Shabbos.
Okay, you too.
Marshall, can I hear your question again, please?
My question was whether Marv Beminyan trumps the elongated cover of Shabbos through Suda. And Rebbe said it would seem that it does trump the attending the Minyan. And he said he cited the Hasidim that do that.
So in other words, the Suda is considered Kavod Shabbos. So you're continuing Kavod Shabbos, and you're giving up Felix Shabbos with a minion. Yes?
Yes.
Do it?
Right.
So how does that, I'm just trying to understand, how does that, one trump the other, because it's Kavod Shabbos is ongoing. Kavod Shabbos is more important than the minyan and Felix Shabbos. I'm not following how that works.
What's it got to do with minion?
I don't. He said Marshall said minion. I don't.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing to do with minion. Minion is a separate halacha. You have to take first comes Yehovah's Shabbos. And
that's
then you can daven Minyan.
And the Chovah Shabbos comes first because it's already in existence. In other words, once something is in existence,
Minyan has nothing to do with it.
Okay, fine. Minyan has nothing to do with it. But since Chovah Shabbos is already in existence, it's an ongoing kedusha, so that trumps the Chiluk Shabbos of Havdalah.
What exactly are you asking?
Marshall's question. He asks you whether if it comes time to make a Havdalah, right, and your suit is continuing, which has more weight? And you said continue the suit of Shabbos.
One second. Are you asking how you explain the Gemara's Maskana?
I guess.
I think we went into elaborate explanation. That it's not a covered Shabbos to say Havdalah if you're still engaged in being mechaber the Shabbos. Then we just go through the whole thing.
And being mechaber the Shabbos takes place through Suda.
That's right. So you can't engage in Havdalah, which is Siluk Shabbos.
If you're engaged in the Suda, which is Kavod Shabbos.
Right.
Huh. You're saying on the same token, davening would be the same type of Siluk, which is not Kavod Shabbos.
What is down here, though? You mean Havdalah?
No, my question to you is whether davening with a minion would trump and make you...
Davening with a minion is going to tell you not to make Kiddush, not to make Havdalah, or determine when you make Havdalah. Daven be a Kiddush.
So that's the answer.
Yeah, davening with a minion is a Hidur in Tfilah. But it doesn't determine how you're knowing with Kavod Shabbos.
Right.
What did Chazal do when they were Yoshev Erev Shabbos and they were eating into Shabbos? So apparently they didn't have a minion. Apparently, they davened the Yechidus. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, there were only a few people there.
And it would seem also that they davened Ma'ariv after the Suda. Because it said...
It would seem that way.
Yeah. They had done mincha already somewhere. They had the Suda. And
right.
It went right up to Shabbos.
That's what it seems.
Yep. Exactly.
And thanks, Rebbe, for explaining that to me again.
Okay, sure. No problem.
You want me to touch base with you tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, great day. Thanks.
Thanks,
my pleasure.